Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
First off, visually. So are there these weird round looking things in the intersections?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
That was a choice that myself and the landscape architect worked through to provide a visual speed reduction method. The roundabout look of these, it is not a roundabout. However, visually, as you're traveling down that roadway, it makes you want to slow down because it's like a deterrent to a speeder. The intent is not for you to go around the circle, but it's been proven in other municipalities that because of that circle, you'll slow down with the focus on pedestrian safety.
So this is Jen Brayer, City Councilmember Jen Brayer, talking with Brad Hinote, the city engineer, about the new Palafox or reimagined Palafox or come up with a new brand for Palafox, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. We all are mostly, I assume, somewhat familiar with the project. This is the one with the pretty red bricks, at least in the pictures. And then at the intersections, the major intersections, in the middle of the intersection, which are square but like, how to describe this, rounded edges. So, you know, when you pull up to an intersection, the very corner could be sharp like a 90 degree. It could be a little bit rounded over the course of a couple of feet, or it could be more rounded over the course of like 6 to 8 feet, you know, like a curve. Well, that's what this looks like. The corners are not sharp, they're curved. And then inside the middle of the intersection, you have it, so it's red brick pavers, and then you have these white donut-looking circles, gray-looking circles. And then in the inside of that, you have another round of like a red center of brick pavers.
But it looks like a roundabout.
It does look like a roundabout. Visually, when you first see it, you think, oh, that's going to be a roundabout. But it's not. It's just flat. But it's meant to make your brain kind of go, oh, I should slow down a little bit. That's the theory behind this. You know, it's different. It's one of the things that people have seized upon as their objection against the design. And, you know, that's fine. People can have their objections. And so, you know, Brad Hinote's explaining it to it. Jen Brayer, more objections.
Guess what my confusion is, like, if you even look at Jeff Speck's guidelines, you do sharp right angles. You do not swoop. That the swooping adds speed.
You don't swoop, you do sharp angles because that works better. And keep in mind the Jeff spec.
But it also worries me that it doesn't look like a historic old downtown. And I guess that was one of my first questions is in our identity, is our identity to maintain the first city of the United States, like represent that history, or is our city, because I'm going to be real honest, when I look at these from above, I see Disney Springs.
What? Not Disney Springs. But I know where she's coming from because she even says it when you first see it, it has the look of a place that's brand new, that's meant to sort of look like it's old but isn't, you know?
It looks like a modern pretense of an old town instead of an old town. And it bothers me. And so it bothers me the different colors of the pavers is not historic. The mosaic the way it is in those centers is not historic.
And so the historic expert, Adrian Walker, is there, and she says...
And from a historic standpoint, pavers are historically accurate. You would have seen pavers or bricks or combination thereof... historically, and I understand, and when it's bright and colorful, it is hard to envision it once it weathers a little bit and maybe isn't so bright and colorful.
And that's true because, you know, first of all, the renderings may be a little bit too vivid. You know, somebody thought, we'll make it look pretty in the renderings. Oh, too pretty, too pretty. You know, it looks too new. And then also, you know, picture how it's going to look after it's weathered a little bit because, you know, the color of the brick when it's brand new is different from the color of the brick when it's been out in the sun and when it's been baking and when it's been raining. And, you know, if you've got bricks in your house, especially if it's like a porch. You see this effect over time. So that's fair. But Jen Brera is concerned about it not being historic. I think that question was answered, although the particular design of the pavers may or may not be. She's also concerned about it affecting parking because there are going to be fewer parking spaces.
What is considered good urban design as far as the... I mean, if you look at Jeff Speck and watch the videos, he proudly says we added 60 parking places parallel because the parallel parking itself is one of the slowest. That slows down parking, driving more than anything.
As a good thing is what she's saying. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. No delays either. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So, she's worried about how this doesn't align with the kind of new urbanism standards as Jeff Speck is the advocate of, one of the most noted advocates of. The mayor, of course, also a devotee. This is all the Civicon stuff has been all about this.
Well, we've gotten a few things, and I've, of course, had the great fortune to work with Jeff Speck directly, and I think there's a couple things that we have to make sure we're talking apples to apples.
And there is a little bit of a who's more Jeff Speck than thee developing in this meeting.
It also isn't discussed, and Jeff Speck also discusses this, that and the reason that parallel parking spaces are absolutely not your number one way to buffer, it's the width of the sidewalk, is because it is a dangerous impediment for bicyclists with people opening doors. It's a dangerous impediment for ADA and for pedestrians on both sides with doors flying open. So when the option is nothing or parking, I think I would agree, Jeff would agree. Lee Altman and Gina Wirth came down and said the exact same thing on the hashtag project as well.
It's a who can... They're just doing what you do, which is to explain. I've paid attention to these people and these people and these, and you know. But it's like I said, it's a little bit more. I'm more new urbanism than thou. And it kind of came to a bit of a bickering head here.
I just want to reiterate as we start talking about these things, it gives off the presumption that these things have not been discussed at
they
length.
Haven't.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
This is a first for us.
Okay. So we, I guess you missed the public meetings in June, but the where we went through all of this design.
This is us.
Okay. All right. So we've had public meetings in June, of course, on all of the engineers being available, all the designers being available. And as a matter of fact, if you were at those meetings, we had a long conversation about the circles, as a matter of fact. So
tensions are running just a little bit high. Brad Hynote, again, the city engineer, explains that the pavers are not meant merely as an appealing look.
The conception that is strictly an aesthetic improvement in the round circular imagery that you see is just there for pretty... is a misconception. If you look and study the material type we're putting in there, there is also a varying type of paver that is intended to act as almost like a rumble strip when you run off the side of the road on the interstate. So that combined effect of the aesthetic of the circle in conjunction with the raised paver both act to help slow you down with, again, the focus of the pedestrian and the crosswalk as you move your vehicle through that crosswalk.
So the pavers are actually meant to be aesthetic and also meant to be safety and to comply with ADA and to adjust speed because you drive slower on pavers. And by the way, there's a whole conversation about what's underneath the pavers. It's not what you might think. If you've ever driven over brick streets, what always happens on brick streets? Think about like North Spring Street, for example. What do you always have? And there's, lots of streets on like North Hill that are like this. It's always irregular after a while, right? Because your car presses down on the paver, which presses down on the sand, which they move around. Well, these are going to have concrete underneath them. They're not going to be sitting on sand, so they're not going to move. It's a road surface. It's just like you could have asphalt, but why have asphalt when you can have pavers, when that's going to look a lot more interesting and serve these other functions? Charles Baer is not on board.
We'd heard that FPNL had given us money to redo the street, and then we get this layout with these circle-looking things that aren't really traffic circles, and we're being told they're to slow traffic, but I just think stop signs are the best way to slow traffic, and that already happens out there, so I think that's kind of a waste of money to do that personally, and I know it's a design thing, and I know that the pavers you said are going to match Plaza Ferdinand, but those aren't typically driven on, so these are going to be driven on regularly as well. I don't know what the lifespan of those is. I don't like the design, and again, I'm just one person. I think we're spending a lot of money on something that we don't really need. And I'm also very concerned about the pavers, the way they're going to line up with the existing pavers and how you're going to have new pavers, old pavers. So I have a lot of concerns at this point.
Pavers everywhere and not a drop to drive on? I'm not quite sure. But so anyway, just a little bit of the conversation, which is going to come to a head tomorrow night, is going to be they had got a three-hour discussion about this in Baptist at the CRA on Monday. But they're going to have the big voting meeting is going to be tomorrow night. So if you have an opinion, that'll be the night to show up and praise or complain or whatever. But my favorite part of this meeting, Remember, what did I tell you yesterday when we were talking about Jared Moore and the thing's not working well, and Jared, you know, making the joke about Civic Plus where meetings go to die, you know, because it's a system that nobody likes. Jared is secretly funny, okay? He doesn't make a lot of jokes, but remember all of the bickering about who's more Jeff Speck than whom?
And I am sure I was looking for if I could buy stock in Jeff Speck. We were popping his name so many times. Like, he's got to be thrilled as many mentions as he got. In fact, I bet Andrew McKay tomorrow when he's talking about this, that'll be his drinking term. It'll be like the drinking game. Drink every time you hear Jeff Speck.
we'd all be passed out on the floor.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here, buddy.
The one thing that I feel bad about is the meeting was last Wednesday, and here it is, you know, almost a week later. It wasn't the next day, so sorry, City Council President, I let you down. But well done. You get an assistant producer credit for that joke. We would all be passed out if we were drinking every time somebody name-checked Jeff Speck. 621 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
The History of the Blues is presented by Dale's Marine Construction.
During winter training at El Centro in February of 1987, the Blue Angels would lose their first F-A-18 Hornet. Lieutenant Commander Dave Anderson was flying his number 5 plane on a routine practice flight when he experienced a double-engine flameout, a rare and often fatal occurrence in which both of a plane's engines simultaneously shut down. But Anderson managed to eject from the plane safely and was not injured. 2 months later, the Blue Angels flew their first public performance in the new F-A-18s at the Marine Corps Air Station, Yuma, Arizona. It was during the 1990 season at an air show in Grand Forks, North Dakota, that the Blue Angels flew their 3,000th public flight demonstration. The 1992 season saw the Blue Angels fly to Europe for the fourth time in history. But this was a European tour like no other had been, because these naval aviators would perform air shows in countries they previously would have visited only under combat conditions. With the fall of the Iron Curtain, the Blue Angels were invited to fly in the formerly communist bloc nations of Russia, Romania, and Bulgaria. As the team crossed over into Russian airspace, they were met by MiG fighter jets and escorted to Kubinka Air Force Base outside Moscow. According to the pilots, the highlight of their trip came in the days preceding the air show in Moscow. Both Russian pilots and the Blue Angel pilots participated in exchange flights where the Russians were taken up in the F-A-18s and the Blue Angels were taken up in Russian fighter jets. It was the first time any American pilot had flown a Russian jet in the skies over Moscow. And though flying in the back seat, the Blue Angels were given control of the stick and got the chance to actually pilot the Russian jets. It was an experience these aviators would never forget. Other European countries visited on this tour were Sweden, Finland, Spain, Italy, and the United Kingdom. More than 1 million people turned out to see the Blue Angels during this 4-week tour of Europe. I'll be back with more after this.
Dale's Marine Construction has been building high-quality waterfront structures in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for 35 years, making Dale's Marine the leading marine contractor for seawall projects, riprap, docks, boathouses, and boat lifts. From planning and permitting through construction, the experienced foremen at Dale's Marine Construction are true craftsmen who do the job right. Get your dream waterfront installation started today and live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction, proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
Is flying with the Blue Angels any more dangerous than flying elsewhere in the Navy? Find out in the next edition of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Anderson Subaru has some outstanding fall offers on select 2025 Subarus. Choose 1.9 for 48 or 2.9 for 72 on Foresters. Get 1.9 for 63 on Crosstrek. Or choose 0% for 36 or 0.9 for 72 on Outbacks. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Now look, no one is to stone anyone until I blow this whistle. Do you understand? Even, and I want to make this absolutely clear, even if they do say Jehovah.
You've not seen Life of Brian?
A long time ago. Long
you
ago.
Yeah. You need to go rewatch it.
Okay. Now you're, yeah. Now I have to.
The problem is the Meek. 626 on News Radio 92.3. That's what Jesus never tells anybody. The Meek are the problem. What did he say? All right. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile. Between 10 Mile and 9 Mile, expect about a 3 to 5 minute delay in that area. And also...
So in the vicinity of 9.5 Mile?
Well, it's...
Go on, John.
They're lucky they don't provide me with sharp utensils.
Yeah, you were threatening to fight me all day yesterday.
Well, it was cool though. All right, 98 eastbound. It's for charity, bro. Mm-hmm. 98 eastbound, just east of Navarre Beach Bridge, experiencing about a 3 to 5 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Yes, you are. 627 on News Radio 92.3. If you have a company, you have employees, you've got to manage benefits, or you're an office manager, HR person, whatever, hey, Torgerson Consulting is great at this. It's health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, payroll, anything that's on that kind of administrative management side of your company that most people don't love to do, but somebody's got to do it, right? Well, they do it for us here at News Radio and Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola for coming up on 5 years. They have been our benefits managers, and I love them. They're great. Now, they can't make miracles happen. The market is what it is, but they will find the best policies out there, and they will help, you know, answer my questions. And my wife always has lots of questions because she's an industrial engineer, and usually insurance sales type people don't really – they're not detail-oriented. Torgerson Consulting, they really are. They're very detail-oriented. They always know, or they get back to us right away with good answers. So they get a thumbs up from my industrial engineer wife, which is rare, really. 20 years, more than 20 years helping local businesses manage this stuff. No obligation to have them look over what you're doing and seeing if they can save you money or give your employees a better deal. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Now, Venezuela is mobilizing its military as a U.S. aircraft carrier has arrived in the Caribbean. The U.S. Navy says the USS Gerald R. Ford entered the region on Tuesday. In response, Venezuela's defense minister says his country is mobilizing troops and carrying out exercises. And, Andrew, there's a newly discovered species of bee.
The species is called Megacyle lucifer because it sports a pair of little devil-like horns. The bee was found in Western Australia in 2019 and described in a study published this week in the Journal of Hymenoptera Research. Lead author Kit Prendergast said that she was writing about the insect while watching the Netflix show Lucifer, and the name fit perfectly. I'm Michael Kastner.
I bet you're glad that he said all those words and didn't make you have to pronounce them.
That's why I played that version of that story.
What was that journal name again? I'm not remembering. Devil bees, huh? Lucifer. What's the name of Lucifer bees?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Lucifer bees.
Fantastic. Yeah. No, what we need is scarier looking bees to go with the murder hornets. And you know how you periodically get, African killer bees. I mean, every once in a while. It's like the weather names are trying to outdo the insect names, and then the insect names feel the need to fight back against the polar vortex, and the heat dome. So everybody's got to come up with scarier names to make better headlines.
Gianna Gelosi. The House is back to work after a 54-day break with a final vote on a bill to end the government shutdown expected later today.
Now, the bill will keep the government operating through January and will fund some government agencies, including the Department of Agriculture.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. It does not include an extension of Obamacare subsidies that Democrats had been demanding. Republicans can afford to lose two votes. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says within days of the government reopening, air traffic controllers will be paid. But in the meantime, hundreds of delays and cancellations continue to pile up.
The airlines say once the government reopens, they can't bounce back to full capacity right away. It might take a few days, but Duffy is hopeful that controllers will come back quickly.
That is Fox Business's Grady Trimble at Reagan National Airport outside of Washington, D.C. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Chilly start to our morning. It's 40 degrees right now in Pensacola. We've got our forecast on the way with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Northwest Florida honored veterans yesterday. There were parades and ceremonies all across the region at the Pensacola Veterans Day ceremony. Retired Navy Captain Lee Hansen, the first woman to command a Navy air wing, served as the keynote speaker. The ceremony also honored Vietnam War era dust-off pilots, those medevac crews extracted an estimated 900,000 troops between 1962 and 1973, flying into hot zones where they had just a 1 in 3 chance of survival. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves presented a proclamation recognizing their bravery at that ceremony yesterday. Meanwhile, parades and celebrations were also held throughout Santa Rosa County, Pensacola Beach, and across the Panhandle. Now get ready for some barbecue this weekend. Pensacola Egg Fest will be back at the Haji Temple on 9 Mile Road this Saturday. The popular foodie festival features cook teams competing with everything from smoked meats to very creative dishes, and all for a good cause. Egg Fest has raised over $920,000 for local charities like Manna Food Pantry, Sacred Paws, the Ronald McDonald House since they started. General admission tickets are $45 until this Friday. If you're a veteran in Escambia County and would like help in applying for benefits, mark your calendar for tomorrow. The County Veterans Services Office is holding a free outreach event at the Molino Community Center from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m., accredited service officers will be there to help with VA benefits, filing claims, reviewing disability ratings. It is first come, first served. No appointments are needed. The community center is located at 6450 Highway 95A North. For more information, contact the Escambia County Veterans Services Office. An investigation continues after the fatal killing of Dean Chambers in a local office building earlier this week. Officials released photos and video of a possible suspect yesterday, those are posted now on the News Radio website. Chambers was found stabbed to death by an employee at the AA Top Shop on North Davis Highway. Chambers reportedly leased space from the business. Police say the suspect may commute in the West Fairfield Drive or Brownsville areas. Well, food pantries across the Florida Panhandle are struggling as the government shutdown drags on. Even if the House passes a bill today, families could still be waiting weeks for paychecks or benefits to resume. That is where Food Raising Friends, a nonprofit organization, stepped in. That nonprofit will be out today delivering 1,000 Thanksgiving bags to 26 different schools across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. They say that's enough food to feed 4,000 people for up to 6 days. They say they've seen requests jump dramatically this year from 700 bags to over 1,100. With SNAP benefits frozen for November and food costs rising, they say the need is growing. They are asking for donations, they say, especially canned chicken and vegetables, so they can start getting Christmas bags ready. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still rolling accident-free right now. Seeing some minor delays on 98 eastbound as you approach the Windhaven Beach area. Let's see here. I-10, I-110, all look good. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Starting off with some cooler temperatures in the 40s. As you head into your afternoon, high near 71 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 54. For your Thursday, partly cloudy skies, high near 74 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 55. Going into Friday, sunny skies, high near 75. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 56. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's 40 degrees right now. We've got mostly clear skies here in Pensacola. And our next news at 7, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. The housing market is heading into its slow season. Interest rates ticked a smidge higher last week, yet mortgage demand from home buyers hit its highest level since September. Data from the Mortgage Bankers Association found mortgage applications rose 6% week over week. The demand was likely driven by the large number of homes for sale and softening prices. A next-generation trucking company is planning to go public. Einride makes autonomous electric freight trucks. It's made a deal to begin trading on the New York Stock Exchange at a valuation of $1.8 billion. The Swedish company has a fleet of roughly 200 electric trucks, including some currently being used by GE appliances. Pepsi has also piloted Einride's trucks in the U.S. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher as the market looks to build off the Dow's record high close yesterday. We'll see if AI stocks can rebound from their fall yesterday, though. Some concerns about their value. That's Your Money Now.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
At Bank of America, we're proud that more than 20,000 veterans and people with military backgrounds have joined our ranks since 2015. Now we're committed to adding 10,000 more over the next 5 years. By helping veterans achieve their career goals, we're moving from appreciation to action. And together, helping expand economic opportunity across America. Visit bankofamerica.com/great-place-to-work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, let's talk about the best places to catch holiday lights, what you can do to help visitors with the Visit Pensacola app, and how to show Thanksgiving the way to beach.
Tomorrow at 10, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Exciting news. The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stores.
The city appears to be ready.
Engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today.
From News Radio 92.3.
Informative. Local. Dependable.
Great shoes too, Kat.
I know.
Thanks.
You really, we pulled through in the shoe game.
Strong shoe game.
I usually show up in my PJs. For whatever reason, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just actually get dressed. And then everyone liked the outfit. I was like, wow, this is the first time.
I'm so flattered. Okay, so we're good? Okay, whoa, we're going.
We're going.
Okay, I feel really lucky to be talking to you right now in particular because you're a producer with a film with festival buzz. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now I know. I know by watching John's reaction.
Wait, don't blame me.
you're having the same reaction? That I'm having?
She said that she normally shows up in her pajamas. And then she finally got dressed. I was like, whoa, wait a second.
And I know that, like, you don't have any context. I'm trying to do vocal fry and uptoning. and you don't know what this interview is about.
Oh, my gosh, Andrew.
You know, we had this too. I mean, we called it being a Valley Girl back in the day, but whatever. Okay, so this is in case you do not recognize that, and I'm going to use a word here. You ready? Lugubrious voice.
What?
Look it up.
Okay, definition.
Look it up. This is Sydney Sweeney talking with GQ's Kat Stoffel. This is the, you may remember there was an ad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The ad created, well, some loony extremists who see race in everything viewed this as a controversial thing, and then it got to be a, you know, who's more white supremacist, who's more anti-racist, who's more what? I mean, it was okay. Well, now she does this interview with GQ, a 20-minute or so interview, and I did what you're supposed to do, which is I had seen the clip of just the part that's been making the news, and I thought, well, I'm context, you know, I'm curious, what was the context, and so I listen to the rest. I don't really watch interviews. I mean, I watched a little bit of this because people have been talking about her facial reactions, and I thought, no, I'll watch that part. Anyway, but so I want to give you some context. This is the rest of the story, okay, around this interview that Sydney Sweeney did, and you heard there the tone of the interview. And you, it just sounds so goofy when guys do it, right? Okay. For instance, she comes out with this new movie, Christy, which is kind of a box office flop. It's about her being a boxer and... Anyway,
I had the best girls to box with because they were down to actually fight. And we would do full contact. We were punching each other in the face. And so a lot of those reactions are me as Christy, but also me just like couldn't believe that I actually did it just then.
John's getting excited about a celebrity boxing match between him and Sydney Sweeney.
So you have a background in martial arts.
I do.
Okay, so tell me about that. You're, what, 13?
Yeah, I was like 12, 13, and I started kickboxing and grappling. And I trained at Gokor Hayastan with Sensei Jean LaBelle and Benny LaJet and Gokor. And I did that from 12, 13 years old until I was about 19, and then I booked Handmaid's Tale and Euphoria, and I was like, oh, I can't. I can't fight and film at the same time because I'd come home with bruises. So I put it to the side, but I always wanted to find a story that would be able to bring that side of myself out.
Okay, I know right about this point, if you're a regular listener to the show, you're starting to ask yourself, why in the world is he playing all of this? Listen, first of all, because the story around what she said regarding the jeans ad has become a story. Second, which it's philosophically very interesting, and psychologically and culturally interesting. Second, Sydney Sweeney, whether you like it or not, Sydney Sweeney is a major, I hate the term, influencer in our culture. And I think every once in a while you ought to, you know, dip a couple of toes into that culture and see where people are and what people are saying and how they talk. And this is what your kids are paying attention to, right? So this is exposure. Anyway, so here goes, just a little bit more.
You're a 13-year-old girl. Like, what does fighting give you at that time in your life?
The element of surprise.
Ooh.
I was the only girl there. So there, it was a lot of talk of, oh, what is she doing here? The dads were kind of a little, like, upset that their sons would be fighting a girl. And then I would sometimes win.
I don't know. We had girls in my martial arts. It was not an issue. I mean, everybody fights. You know, you're not trying to beat somebody up anyway, so it's not like that. I'll come back to this in a second because, like I said, it's going to get really interesting. I'm just giving you a little bit of the flavor, a little bit of the context. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 look good. Highway 29, let's see here, at the intersection of 9 Mile Road, seeing just a minor delay both northbound and southbound. But other than that, we are flowing good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. All right, back to this GQ interview with Sydney Sweeney, you know, the star of, well, Euphoria. And I guess she was in Handmaid's Tale. I've only watched an episode or two of Handmaid's Tale. I thought it was so silly. I know it's a big totemic thing that, you know, people on the left love to think that we are living it. So fine, whatever. I was bored. Anyway, back to Sydney Sweeney. A lot of the interview was built around the idea that she's not very forthcoming about her personal views or her personal life. In fact, she tries not to engage in commentary precisely because she thinks that whatever art she's producing should speak for itself, which, man, I really respect that. I wish more actresses, actors, directors, you know, make the art and then don't talk about it. Let the art say what you want to say. And if the art doesn't say it, well, but you didn't do good art. I mean, you know, that's kind of the point of being an artist. You know, if you have to explain it, maybe it, you know, art doesn't usually come with footnotes properly. So anyway, so talking about her personal life, I guess she had been engaged for a while to a guy who's fairly older than she is, and kind of they talk about that.
What is it like now being single? Are you single?
I'm single.
Okay, you're single. You are out there now as a person who has a lot of power, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Person who people are obsessed with, and someone who I gather is like really, really focused on their work.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, how does that change what you're looking for?
I don't think I'm looking for a man right now. What I've learned this year is that I have a really, really amazing group of girlfriends, and I am strong and independent, and that I'm gonna be okay. If love finds me, love finds me. I'm hopeless romantic, so I hope love finds me, but I'm not the type of person that wants to go out all the time. And I do believe in like true love and wanting to be with someone for the rest of my life. So you won't see me jumping around a lot of places.
Wait, jumping around a lot of places, like?
Like guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Again, if you're just joining us, the part of the purpose here is every once in a while, you just got to pay attention to the culture. Just force yourself. Listen, look, think, observe, judge. Decide where we are with our leaders. Anyway, so now we're going to get into the meat of this, which is the whole issue of the ad. This is where it gets kind of fascinating.
We're sort of talking around this American Eagle ad right now, and maybe we should just talk about it. So were you surprised by the reaction?
I did a jean ad. I mean, the reaction definitely was a surprise, but I love jeans. All I wear are jeans. I'm literally in jeans and a t-shirt like every day of my life.
jeans are uncontroversial. Jeans are awesome.
Yeah, I like your jeans.
You look great in your jeans.
I actually wish, because she's pretty good at not saying more, and I wish she had just left it at...
I did a jean ad.
And just, if that had been, but, okay, so she did say more. And then, you know, she was asked about the press, you know, because this got into, like, Trump was truthing, whatever, about her. And she said that basically she was on the set filming 16 hours a day, going home to sleep, and she didn't really, she doesn't carry the phone on the set. And so she was saying that she didn't really see a lot of the commentary and, you know, kind of went right past her. She also got asked in this context about, you know, are you worried that people won't want to see your movies because they take you as political or something? And she says, well, I hope that's not the case. I just want them to see the art. And then we came to the part, this, again, all set up. This is the real, this is the part that's gotten a lot of attention.
You've come here, like, really willing to talk about this whole discourse that doesn't have that much to do with you, and mm-hmm. I'm grateful for that. Mm-hmm. Is there something that you want to say about the ad itself? The Sydney Sweeney has great jeans. Do you have...
The ad spoke for itself.
You think the ad spoke for itself? Okay. Yeah. And the criticism of the content, which was basically that maybe specifically in this political climate, like, white people shouldn't joke about genetic superiority. Like, that was kind of, like, the criticism, broadly mm-hmm. speaking. And since you are talking about this, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that specifically.
I think that when I have an issue that I want to speak about, people will hear.
Oh, I so love this answer. Here you are trying to bait me into saying something more controversial, getting me to weigh in on race and genetics and genes, and now we've got sort of this brewing controversy over whether genes are really black things to begin with, and they were stolen by white people through cultural appropriation. Just kind of all of that. And the interviewer is trying to ask her disarming questions to see if she wants to say anything more about the subject of, you know, in this climate, like, you know, white supremacy culture, if maybe joking about genes isn't such a good idea. And Sydney Sweeney says,
I have an issue that I want to speak about. People will hear.
So the answer is, I don't need to take your bait. And we can, you know, be done with this topic, because if I wanted to say something, don't you think I would? It, by the way, it is an insulting question. Because what she's saying is, well, you haven't said anything about this so far. Is it maybe that you really want to say something, but until now you have been scared, have been reluctant, haven't felt like you had the platform? I mean, silence is a comment, right? If you pass on the opportunity on social media or in interviews or anywhere else to comment on something, that's a comment. And so it's kind of an insult, like it's condescending, right? Like, you, surely you want to say something, don't you? Want to say something? I just want to give you the opportunity, you know, in case you want to. The audacity here is in not answering the wokest inquisitor's question, but that's only outdone by the audacity of dismissing the importance of the question. Because that's what she does. She's, you know, whatever. And now you've got all of these other celebrities who are, you know, weighing in, ganging up. All these white women, Christina Ricci and others, who are, you know, showing how they're criticizing her and getting praise for being white women who are willing to put, you know, race issues above their own careers or whatever. Like, that's harming their career to come out on that side of it. So it's a fascinating conversation. I mean, it's very interesting. And by the way, I think sometimes what happens is because somebody says something that's on more your side of the cultural issue, you want to make them your hero. I wouldn't make Sydney Sweeney your hero just yet. But I wouldn't make her your enemy either. I would just, you know, she's a young lady who's got an opinion, and she's very beautiful. And she doesn't want to share all of her opinions, and she's willing to let the controversy pass her by. And that's it.
I think that as time goes on, people will see that I'm way more aware of things than people think.
Can you say a little bit more?
I mean, if I say it, then I like to let the art speak for itself. I think that's where it's fun.
Would you like to say more? Didn't I? I kind of love it. I kind of love that she just won't take the bait over and over and over again. And the memes of the pictures of her reacting to this GQ lady are pretty amazing. 6:55 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Starting to see just a minor delay in that area, but that's all I see. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Open enrollment is here, and this year you can enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840. Again, that's 850-477-5840, and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BVA Florida Blue.
Are you a senior ready to downsize but not ready for assisted living? Discover the lifestyle you deserve at Tranquil Villas. This vibrant, independent senior community offers spacious, affordable apartments designed for comfort and convenience. Enjoy clubs, luncheons, walking trails, and community gatherings. It's perfect for making new friends and staying active. You'll find everything you need to live your best life. Why not schedule a tour today? Go to seniorvillas.net. That's seniorvillas.net.
Tranquil Villas, where comfort meets community.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
He's alive, Frank, though he's on life support. Doctors say he's got a 50-50 chance of living, though there's only a 10% chance of that.
Are you doing the math?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a 50% chance of living, but there's only a 10% chance of that. 6:57 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. A vote expected today on a bill that would end the government shutdown. The House Rules Committee voted early this morning to advance a government funding bill, which has already passed in the Senate. House lawmakers returned to Washington, D.C. today after a long recess for a procedural vote on the bill. Final vote could come later today. Airport delays and cancellations are expected to get worse, though, until that vote does happen. Flights have been cut since Friday by the FAA due to shutdown-related staffing issues. About 4,000 flights delayed, 1,200 canceled on Tuesday. Looking, though, at the Pensacola Airport website this morning, looks like everything's running right on time, looking pretty good.
Well, I think probably at this point, it's that, like, the flights that don't exist just aren't showing. It's not like it was canceled.
Right.
You know what? It's not going to show up on the board. It's just missing. I'm guessing. John, does that seem right to you?
Yes, it does.
Cool. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:58 News Radio 92.3. If you need heating, air conditioning, electrical, or plumbing work done in your home, or you're thinking about a generator, as we are finally getting through towards the end of the hurricane season, but still, you know, you might want it for all kinds of reasons. Peden, they can take care of you for that. You know, Robert Peden started this company wanting to do air conditioning, basically, and then he gradually expanded to heating and plumbing and electrical, and then, you know, expanded territorially from Tallahassee all the way over to Mobile. In fact, just over the last couple of years, they've gone into Alabama, to Baldwin County, and now to Mobile. So they are everywhere along the Gulf Coast with good quality installation, good products, good people, and then 100% satisfaction guarantee behind the work. And now, if you want a safer, smarter home with Peden's $89 smart home consultation, their licensed pros design a custom plan that connects your comfort, security, and energy savings into a simple system. You can start living smarter with Peden. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. All right, next hour, we're going to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Obviously, we'll talk about the Palfox Project. But there's a couple of other very interesting items on the agenda tomorrow night that may have slipped by some people's notice. We'll talk about that with him and get into the details on the Reimagined Palfox Project and whether it's a good idea or not. Very interesting meeting last week.